Lesson 5.3. Use power questions to deepen relationships. Thoughtful questions are a great tool for deepening your existing client relationships. Let's look at three different challenges in working with your current clients. A first challenge is connecting your work to your client's highest level goals. This is what was behind car manufacturer Toyota's development of the 5 Whys back in the 1980s. Toyota himself said that if you asked why up to 5 times, you would understand the root cause of any quality problem, and probably the solution to that problem. The issue is that clients tend to present you with either what they think is a well-defined problem and/or a solution to that problem. Frequently, they'll simply say, "We want to do X. How much would you charge for X?" Most people are happy to say, "Sure, we can do that," and then they submit a proposal the next day, happy to have the opportunity to bid. Sure, more experienced practitioners will ask a few questions to make sure they understand what the client is really asking for, but few will truly challenge the client's presentation of the problem and the solution. So you need to ask, diplomatically, of course, why. For example, "Can you tell me why you've chosen that particular solution? Why do you want to do that? Can you share with me what's driving this program? What's the underlying business need? Or how does this fit into your overall corporate goal of growing faster than the market as a whole?" You also have to challenge your clients with questions. If you don't, you may be perceived as just another order taker. You see, a client's perceptions of you get formed very quickly. Are you someone who takes what they say and runs with it, which, by the way, may be what you ultimately end up doing? Or are you someone who thoughtfully pushes and challenges their thinking? A second challenge with existing clients is getting to know them better as people. Remember, you don't have to become friends with your clients, but you do need to understand them as people. If you want to be a trusted advisor, you have to understand what's important to your client, what their values are, how they like to make decisions, who the people are that they respect and listen to, and so on. Sometimes, the simplest questions are the most effective. I was at an awards dinner one night in New York City, and the host introduced me to a well-known CEO. Then he ran off to greet another guest. There I was, with a glass of wine in my hand, wondering what to say next. "So, how are sales?" Not a really great opener. Well, I knew this particular executive had been born in Latin America, and I simply asked him, "So, how did you get your start? How did a young man from Argentina find your way into the executive suite here in New York?" He smiled and told me his story about his humble beginnings and his path to success. We ended up talking for nearly half an hour. There are so many questions you can ask that will help you better understand your clients. For example, "What was your most important developmental experience?" Or, "You've achieved so much in your career. Is there something else you'd like to accomplish?" Here are a few more. "What do you feel has been your greatest accomplishment? As you think about what you've learned in the course of your career, what advice would you give your younger self about how to succeed? When you look back at the different positions you've held, the jobs you've had, what's been your most memorable one and why? If you hadn't gone into computer science, business, law, accounting, engineering, and so on, what do you think you would have done? Can you tell me about where you grew up? How did that influence you? I'm curious, is there something you've always wanted to do, a sport, a hobby, a trip, that you've just never gotten around to?" Part of getting to know clients as people is discovering their passions, the things they are really passionate and enthusiastic about. So I'll ask questions like, "What's giving you the most fulfillment in your job?" Or, "What parts of your job do you wish you could spend more time on? And which parts do you wish you could spend less time on or delegate?" Questions like these will quickly lead you to what others really and truly care about. A third challenge with existing clients is understanding how to add more value, how you can help them further and do more for them. In a later session of this program, there are several lessons focused just on this topic, adding more value. Let me give you a few suggestions right now, however, about questions that can help you better understand your clients' needs. It's usually not very productive to ask a client directly, "How can I add more value?" Most clients really don't know how to respond to this question. They have difficulty making the connection between their needs or frustrations and how you can help. Instead, ask them questions about what they wish was going faster or smoother, questions about what they feel are their biggest growth or improvement opportunities. Also, ask your clients about your work. For example, are you seeing the results that you expected from this work? If not, what do you think is getting in the way? Where do you see our work having the biggest impact so far? Where do you wish we were having more impact? After an engagement is completed, you can also ask about perceived value. This will help you immensely as you think about how to help the client going forward. For example, you might ask, "What results or impact have you experienced from our work together on this issue? Where have the results fallen short of what you might have expected? Have there been any unexpected benefits or value that you've seen emerge from this work?" In conclusion, be bolder about asking thoughtful questions. I've had many readers of my book Power Questions write to me and say that one simple question led to a breakthrough with a client. Be bold, but also be appropriate. Be relaxed and watch your timing. You want to be memorable, but not intrusive. So get started asking better questions immediately. An easy way to do this is to bring three good questions to every client meeting that you have. If you spend more quality time preparing your questions, you'll see significant improvements in the quality of your conversations. And as I've said, great relationships are based on great conversations, not one person showing the other how much they know. In the next group of lessons, which is session 6, I'm going to talk to you about how you can develop selfless independence, a powerful quality that will serve you equally well in the office and in other parts of your life.